Okay, our learning should be in Chazofor, Shalema Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Basia. To continue with our Zilberstein Shalas specifically for the 3 weeks, I think it'll be very apropos to focus on interpersonal relationships. This is a very interesting question, probably happened a long time ago, and you'll see why. Rav Zilberstein writes that there's a guy named Hillel Bilstein, is a Kohler younger man, who's about to publish his first sefer. Hillel asked his friend Nachshon if he could send him the sefer for his review and his critique, anything he could try to fix. Nachon instructed Hillel to fax him the sefer that evening, and he was happy to accommodate him. Hillel asked his daughter to be able to send send Nachshon the fax, and his daughter by accident misdialed to Nachshon's fax and sent it actually to a guy named Zalman. Zalman was very, very upset because what happened was that 200 pages come through. You can't just stop it when it comes to fax machines. I mean, I don't know fax machines so well, but when it comes to fax, you couldn't just stop it. And Zalman called up Hillel after and said, "You wasted 200 pages. I want you now to pay for the 200 pages and to pay me for the toner." So at the end of the day, they come to Rav Zilberstein now and says, "Who has to pay? Must Hillel pay Zalman for accidentally sending him a fax? Does the daughter have to pay? Is he putter? Should Zalman be mevater? What should he do?" So Rav Zilberstein writes, according to halacha, basic halacha, according to the Gemara Mavakama and Chavav and Aleph, every person is responsible for their actions. So who sent the fax? The fax was not sent by Hillel, the fax was sent by his daughter. And Rav Zilberstein says that if she is bat mitzvah, she would have to pay Zalman for the damage. Zalman didn't want it, and it was her mistake, she should have to pay. However, Rav Zilberstein continues, and said if Zalman loves Hashem and his Torah, and he has a real relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom, he should not demand to pay for his paper, because his paper and ink have been transformed by precious words of Torah. Imagine, said Rav Zilberstein, he just got a fax from the king. Or imagine some people, they have letters from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, or a letter from the Gra, or a letter from the Magen Avraham. Those things are priceless. He would save those papers, Rav Zilberstein said, if you got a letter from the king. How much more so when you get it from the King of Kings, you should save it. And he continues, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a great story, Alam HaTesem and Aleph, of a heretic that once challenged Rabban Gamliel, and he said that Hashem was a thief. He said that the Torah says that Hashem put Adam Rishon to sleep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took one of the ribs from Adam and made Chava out of it. The heretic's daughter confronting her father with the following joke. She urged her father to call the police as thieves had broken into their home the previous night. The Gemara says that those thieves stole a silver goblet and replaced it with a golden one. We know what's better, silver or gold. Gold is better. So the thieves took the silver and put a gold one there. Her father told the daughter and says, "Such thieves should come much more often. You got something great out of it." And his daughter then pointed out that Adam had also gained immensely from having his rib replaced with a perfect mate. Meaning the daughter of the heretic was telling her father that at the end of the day, the same way that the thieves took the silver and brought the gold, that was a great thing. Same thing. Adam was going to be meichel on his rib to be able to have chav. Says Rav Zilberstein, this is how he concludes, since printing or buying Sfarim is the fulfillment of writing a Sefer Torah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Nechos Yordea, Simon Resh Ayin, Sef Beis, the buying Sfarim is a kiyum of writing a Sefer Torah. Kisvil Chalachem as a Shira Zos, and there's a debate between a lot of the Shonim, but that's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch says, when you buy Sfarim, it's a kiyum for that. Zalman was quite fortunate to have received such a fax. Someone took the silver and you got gold, or someone took a rib and you got a wife. Zalman got Torah. Therefore, he should not consider his paper ink wasted. He should actually save Hillel's sefer, and even though maybe he has no use for it now, maybe he should hold on to it. And as says Rav Zilberstein, with a little bit of a nice remark, he says, hold on to it, then one day it'll become a bestseller. And I think that's a tremendous thing. We have to be very careful when it comes to our interpersonal relationships to make sure that we're very strong with our interpersonal relationships with our Ben Adam L'Chavero, and make sure that our Ben Adam L'Malka and Ben Adam L'Chavero are the same. They asked Rav Yisrael Salanter, a great question. Someone once asked him, Rebbe, what should my kavana be when I put my talis on in the morning? What should I have in mind? So Rav Yisrael Salanter said, when you put your talis on in the morning, make sure not to hit the person behind you or in front of you or on the side of you with your tzitzit strings. Make sure not to hit the person with the tzitzit strings. Meaning when you're involved in Ben Adam L'Malka, make sure your Ben Chaver is also together. And listen, Hillel's daughter made a mistake, but at the end of the day, it says Rav Zilberstein Zalman should be Meicha. We should make sure that our Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Malkum, are all over par. And as Hashem, if we do this, we'll be Zocha to not only learn Torah in Yerushalayim, we'll be Zocha to take all the Torah we learned throughout all the years of all the Galus, able to learn it in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.